This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, let's go. Let's start this damn clam bake.
Let's do it.
Let's go. Hey, how long do you give it?
I can't answer a question that's that open-ended. How long do I give it?
As an interviewer.
How long do I give a marriage? Turns out 22 years, Mark. Okay. Back to you.
Now that's where you took it.
Well, just how long do you give it? How long do I give my 2.5-year-old before I step in and her bad behavior?
Well,
she gets three instances.
Well, actually, I bet that that's a moving target.
It is.
And it's probably true with anything as far as how I'm going to re-ask that question or fill in the blank.
How long do I give it before I hit the horn on somebody who sits at a green light?
Different based on your mood,
about
right?
3 seconds.
Okay, or not. Or there might be a day, and I don't know, maybe you've struggled through the years to find these, but what if there's a day, Dibs, where the roses just look beautiful?
Oh, yeah.
The daisies are popping and everything is just easy breezy. It's a flip-flop day. Then do you give them a little extra time?
Absolutely. Okay. And I'll just add this. Me and hitting the horn and middle fingers are down probably 92% this year.
That's because you have a baby daughter.
That and just you get to a point where it's like, what's the point?
Well, Yes.
I'm down to fight, but okay. It's like, if I lay on the horn and go middle finger, does that make this person move any faster? It doesn't.
Probably
it doesn't
not.
Work.
Probably not.
So you just sit there and you mumble under your breath, a couple of expletives, and you move on.
So when you make either a big purchase or there's something you're excited about, or whether it's a sports team that makes a move, you know, the Jimmy Butler thing is probably the best example this year. How long were you going to give it? Well, we didn't really have to even think about it because it was instantaneous, which is like almost never happens, which is why a couple months later, people were having conversations like, is this the greatest trade deadline acquisition of all time, or at least in recent memory? Because it was instantaneous. How the dividends, they were instantaneous, but it doesn't always work that way. And often it works in completely the other way. So yes, this is inspired by Willy Adames, who is struggling.
Mm.
And it was getting better, and then over the last week and a half, it's gotten worse again. And the OPS is disastrous, and the batting average is gross, and the defense is not making up for it. It's basically just that big smile and that clubhouse presence. That's what he's offering so far. But it's a 7-year deal. So you don't even need to answer it just as far as Willie. You can. And by the way, 888-957-9570. But how long do you give something before you start to make up your mind about it? How much patience are you willing to offer? How many dates before you're like, oh, okay.
Three.
This is that's quick.
No, it's 3 dates.
Until what?
Until you either know that it's worth another investment of dates or you realize it's a wrap.
Well, you don't have to do the dates in a package. You could do them one by, you could just, you know, year to year.
But you get to date 3, and I'm not saying that there has to be horizontal activity, but you get to date 3, and you know after 3 dates, either there's something there or what are we doing? Am I just holding on to try to get, you know, to get Mike Breen to do play-by-play of date 4? Bang!
No, I got it. I got it. But
thought I'd bring it home.
In this particular
3 dates, Mark.
No, but are you getting impatient with Willie and Domus? Or are you starting to judge Buster Posey? This is why we started, and we will. We'll play Far Hunt or Not.
Okay.
In a little bit. Not quite yet.
Yeah.
Right? We'll foreplay first.
I think Willie Adames is a not. I'm going to go ahead and.
Stop, Lucas.
I'm going to say he's a not.
Okay, you're right. He is not a Farhan guy. Buster made 2 signings of note, and they were Willie Adames and Justin Verlander.
Yeah.
Willie Adames and Justin Verlander. And Justin Verlander, I don't think this is a fair way to summarize his performance because it really hasn't been that bad. But the bottom line is he's hurt, and he has 0 wins. So there's that. And then there's Willie Adames, whose OPS is struggling to stay above 600. And for those of you who don't speak baseball stats, I would say you got to get to 750 to be good. You got to be over 700 to kind of be passable. Certainly as a middle-of-the-order present.
Right.
You have to be over 700 to be passable. Now, I do think there's a conversation to be had with regard to how good of a hitter is Willie Adames, actually? Sometimes this happens. A guy will change. I'll give you a great example. One just popped to mind. I was working in San Diego when the Padres signed Eric Hosmer. I don't even remember what the length of the deal was, but it outdated his career. In other words, I don't even think he made it to the end. He's out of baseball now. I don't even think he played the entire contract. It was like an 8-year deal, 9-year deal, something crazy. And the Padres, at a time where they were trying to seek relevance and the Chargers were leaving town, they were trying to grab their fan base's attention. It's a city that never gets the big free agent. And so they went on this full-blown pursuit of Eric Hosmer. And they pitched to their fan base that this dude is a star. Young first baseman coming from the Royals. Giants know him well. He was the Royals' first baseman when they played him in the World Series in 2014.
8 years and 144.
This was the biggest deal in the history of ever with the Padres organization, Eric Hosmer. And then they got him. And the rest of the world looked at him and went, it is so cute that you think that's a star. This is a solid player. But Eric Hosmer is not a star. Now, I think Willie Adames, overall, better player than Eric Hosmer. But you know what the Padres were doing at that time? They weren't just paying for 25 or 30 home runs. Eric Hosmer is just like Willie Adames. He's a wonderful clubhouse presence. He's a leader. And it was an organization that needed that at the time. So I'm going to answer a couple of questions at once. Number one, if you ask, and I know a lot of people are doing this, how good are the Giants? How good are they? And my answer will be, first of all, they're pretty good. And secondly, it might be for reasons you don't realize. I will firmly, firmly debate that the reason the Giants are where they are has a lot to do with Buster Posey and Willie Adames, even though neither one of them have put up any impressive stats this year. It has a lot to do with them because there was a little bit of a culture shift that was needed in terms of how guys were feeling about themselves, their desire to be on the team, with the team, build a team, all of that stuff. But we also dove into Willie Adames. Like, go to his baseball reference page and check out who Willie Adames actually is. Were y'all under the impression that he's a great hitter? Were you?
Yeah, not like great. Like, he's a good hitter.
He's good.
This year he's been bad. So yes. I wouldn't say that he's a great hitter. He had a great year last year. 32 home runs and 112 driven in. That is a great year.
Yep.
He was 10th in the MVP voting, and he had an OPS of 794. To your point about on base plus slugging, he was above 750, which means he was good. And then you look at the power numbers and you go, man, he was great. Much more of a hitter-friendly park at home in Milwaukee, but I didn't think that he was going to be this bad.
Of course.
To your question, though, about how long do you give it? Well, he's got a 7-year deal, right? Willie Adames has signed for
correct
7 seasons. So for me, you're a third of the way through year one.
Yes, he's got 6 2/3 still
you're
to go.
You're 1/21st of the way through his deal,
yep,
which is to say less than 5% of his deal. So I'm going to be a little bit more patient than that. Am I disappointed? Yeah. The thing that is troubling me more is his defense. He's not been very good.
Not been great.
Defensively.
No.
And, you know, you and I talked about it when they signed him, left side of that defense. Oh, my goodness, best in baseball. And he's not been great. Maybe he's taking his hitting struggles to the field, or he's taking his fielding struggles to the plate. Something's not right with Willie Adames.
There are a lot of things not right with Willie Adames, and everybody can guess what's going on. And I think that the classic thing everybody says in this situation is, oh, he's pressing. And I'm sure that he is. But this is kind of the excuse that we give people when they're coming to a new place or they really want to impress, and we go, oh, they're pressing. And I have no doubt that he is pressing, but I also don't even know how to quantify that or judge that. This is Major League Baseball. I hope everyone's pressing. I hope all of you are like freaking out, trying to be really good. Like I would imagine, I don't know how the hell do you get to the big leagues without pressing. So I'm sure he's pressing. I do have maybe some insight from within the organization on what they would say is the problem with Willie Adames. You want to know what it is?
Tell me.
I will. I'll tell you coming up next. Plus.
Such a tease.
Plus, Farhan or not, some point here in the next half hour, because I would like to explore this idea that our fallen comrade, he's sick, he'll be back someday, but our fallen comrade Mark Grandy suggests it's the Farhan guys who are performing, not the Buster guys. Is it?
Grandy catching strays in the sick bay.
Smart guy, is it? Let's find out. I'd love to explore. All right, we're sponsored by Lucky California. That number's there for you. 888-957-9570. Javi Lopez at 315. It's Willard and Dibbs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
A gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.